This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
No need for a vacation, Curtis. Winners here in the Boston area. That's all we got is winners. 6-2 Pats. Bees have won 3 out of 4. Celtics have won 3 in a row, including last night. It's back to Title Town, baby. And the Red Sox, not that far away because the Blue Jays are right there. Do you root secretly for the Blue Jays to have utter failure like a 2013 Leafs-style collapse? I know you're anti-Canada.
I have no desire to root for any LA team. Like, I just, their fans don't care. It's irrelevant to the people that live there.
It would suck to see them win back-to-back, too, because that would be just...
Yeah, I don't even, like, I don't have animosity to Mookie Betts. I don't, you know...
Kike, you're a Kike fan?
Could take him or leave him.
Shohei?
I mean, I'd put my money on him.
Mad Max tonight. Mad Max Scherzer for Toronto. His second Game 7 start at age 41 at the Rogers Center. Should be a good one tonight. We'll have it here on EEI after BC and Notre Dame. But back to the Pats before we get to the calls. So the Pats receiver group has actually been not only serviceable, can you say they're good? Steph Diggs, they signed for that 3-year deal, 42 catches, 470 yards, got his first touchdown last week. He has been like the Bregman, right? The Bregman-esque signing.
Yes.
You want to use the baseball comparison? He's paid off. Might want more money after this year. You think he'll want like a restructured deal or something like that? I don't know how that's going to go. But anyway, is he a number one? Is he proving to be a true number one?
You do not have a number one receiver.
If you had one, he'd be it, or was Booty in contention as well?
If you're going to go by production, you would say Booty. To me, the biggest asset has been that Diggs is on the field, and we didn't know how many games he'd play, and he has been a force off of it in terms of getting people. I mean, talk about someone that could delegitimize the quarterback. He has legitimized Drake May in his, you know, support, the back and forth with McDaniels on the sideline that was mic'd up about how, what messaging do you want? I mean, everything you'd ever want in a player. He's been spectacular. I mean, who knows what happens? I mean, there is a reason that Steph Diggs is on his fourth team, right? So it could just be that he's finally found it, and he's figured it out, and he's at the age and the experience, and it's all come together. But, you know, history would suggest that there might be a bump or two down the line. I would not extend Diggs at the end of the year and give him more money.
Would you take A.J. Brown over him if you could swing that in the offseason?
Absolutely.
Post-June 1, get A.J. Brown, jettison Diggs.
I would do what they should have done with Moss, which is sell high.
Yeah.
And so, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. For this season, he's been great. And I said, the one thing you and I may actually be right about is that this was a year where they needed each other. The Patriots needed Diggs, and Diggs needed the Patriots. And that it would be mutually beneficial for them to have success. Diggs could get one more payday before he's done, and the Patriots could have success early with Vrabel.
Booty was actually, if you think about it, a rare Belichick hit in the draft. A sixth-round pick that hits. And I would say it looks like he and Drake are going to be together for 10 years, right? If you had to guess right now, like that is...
But it is also... everybody talks about how Bills drafting stopped being good.
Yeah.
It seemed to correlate with when the quarterback left.
Yeah.
Well, like,
but was he even drafting then? It was like Elliott Wolf, Matt Groh, Robert Kraft made the Mac pick.
You know what the most damning cut of the week was from Burt Breer, where he said that Belichick had to be talked out of taking Keon White with the pick that went to Christian Gonzalez.
That's amazing. And I don't doubt that. Do you doubt that?
Not for a second.
Right. So I don't. Yeah, you can't even really give Bill credit for Booty, but whoever drafted during that time, they hit on a quarterback.
Do you like Pirates Booty?
I do like Pirates Booty. It's sneakily good.
What is it? I don't even know what it is. It's like awful, but it's good.
Hunter Henry is going to be here to stay. That guy is like, of all the turnover they've made, there are two people that have stayed. Vrabel cleaned house from everybody except Hunter Henry and somehow Tavai. Jelani Tavai.
I know. I see him on the sideline.
It's like, I don't. But Hunter Henry's only 30. He'll be here for another 5-6 years, right?
That'll be tight end at 36?
Yes. Yes. What? Hunter Henry, he's going to be around. That's a Vrabel guy.
I mean.
So you have two anchors, and you've got Mac Hollins. I don't know. You've got Pop Douglas. I don't know. Austin Hooper. I don't know. Kyle Williams, rookie, but not looking great.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know much. Pop Douglas is going to get a long-term deal here. He is just a Patriot.
Yeah, I mean, I like him. He's good with you guys on Friday when he's on. He's funny. He had the one-handed catch, so his stock is up.
Did Courtney mention that?
I don't think he did. He broke down the catch, though. And then you have Efton Chisholm, who is, you know, the Wes Welker in waiting. So my question is the receiving group
good? So is he going to have a big drop in a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Are they good? Do you have to add? Is it a major need in the offseason, or has McDaniel seen
it? We finally have a season.
Well, I want to know. We're taking a little temperature, a little midpoint temperature.
Medium rare. I'm not worried. This team, they should add before Tuesday at 4. If they don't, it's a big mistake.
At receiver or just everywhere?
Pass rusher, running back, receiver, any one of those.
Okay. On that note, tell us what you think. What do you want at the deadline? Do they have, as Josh McDaniel said, quote, all the answers they need, end quote, in-house, or do they need some answers from around the National Football League? Let's go to Buzz the Pilot in New Hampshire. Love that. Hi, Buzz.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
I want to land the connection between baseball and the receiver core.
Okay.
Everybody's talking about how Drake May has the long ball going better than anybody has in a long time. And I'm here to tell you that the physics tell you that it's all the receivers. It's not Drake May. So my baseball example is the ball leaves the bat and flies to the outfield. That outfielder doesn't know where the ball's going, but he'll cover 30 yards while the ball's in the air and make a great catch. And so the ball's in the air about 3 to 4 seconds. Now, if Drake May is throwing the ball further than 20 yards, the ball's in the air 3 to 4 seconds. That means the receivers and the defensive backs can cover 30 yards. So the ball doesn't have to be anywhere except thrown to a spot. So Drake May is very good at throwing the ball to an exact spot.
Stop there. Stop
there.
One second. So the quarterback throws the ball to a spot. Those that are great quarterbacks at throwing the deep ball throw it to the spot. The guys that are not great quarterbacks miss the spot. That's the difference. That's why the quarterback is the most essential component.
But the receiver has to position his body in such a way.
Okay. And I can't do that.
A lot of physics there.
What?
Well, Dre, he's saying the receivers are making Drake look good, I think.
That's the same receivers were here last year. Why didn't they make Brissett look good? Why is Brissett struggling with Arizona? What are we doing? What are we talking about? I hated physics.
Did you see my guy Milton in garbage time against the Packers, lay one in the corner of the end zone? Bam!
What is it? Momentum is MX plus B or times B? mass times speed.
V equals MA.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mike in Boston. Hello, Mike. Mike.
MX, no.
Yeah.
Whatever. I can't remember. Stuart Pearson was the worst physics teacher. Thank you. Y equals MX plus B.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
I just want to call out Curtis for saying that the Los Angeles Dodgers don't have real fans. That is just such a dumb comment. It's home to one of the biggest Hispanic populations in the country, and they love baseball.
Have you ever gone to a Dodgers game, Mike?
Absolutely.
When were you last there?
Last year.
You went to a Dodgers game last year?
Yes.
Yeah, you can park anywhere. You can walk around that stadium. They're the best team in baseball. There's seats all over the place. People show up late. You walk around L.A., you wouldn't know how they were doing.
To say they don't have fans is a dumb comment. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Mike. I didn't mean they had zero fans, but thank you for the clarification.
I was there last year. I thought Dodger Stadium was overrated. The fans were there. I don't know. I didn't.
When the Yankees are in the playoffs, you walk around Manhattan, you feel it. When you're in Philly, when you're in Boston, when you're in Chicago, there's a feel that relates directly to the baseball team in the summer. The Dodgers are not, they're like, oh, it's like, let's go to a show.
Honestly, the only thing I have, unless you live there, it's hard to know, but you can go by like ratings for the local sports stations are not good in L.A.
Not good. Atrocious.
Yeah, like rock bottoms. But
the Dodgers on TV did like a one.
In the World Series, though, this is, I could see all the celebs showed out.
But that's
like the
whole point.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the kind of fake fans.
Right.
They have fans that are just later. I mean, probably say with Toronto. Do you think the Blue Jays fans were like on board until?
And I respect it. If I lived in L.A. and it was sunny all the time, I would not be this grumpy. I would not care as much about sports. I'd be just going to the beach.
Let's go to Jay in North Carolina.
Oh, oh darn it.
Drop Jay.
Oh, dear.
All right. Derek and Pepper, call back, Jay. Derek. How are you?
Ken, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Doing great. Curtis, question. Did you guys talk about Ken Laird's 15-10 SAT scores during the week with the Courtney in the gang?
No, I did not bring it up.
For that?
No. I feel like Greg wouldn't even know what that is.
Oh, my God. Curtis, you and I, like, so, like, when you talk about the Dodger fans and that, like, it's like I agree with freaking everything you say. And I think we think the same way. I mean, I'm 61, you're 41, 42, whatever. But do you feel, because I literally feel if they can keep him healthy, Drake May is going to be better than Tom Brady because of his running ability.
Are you trying to set up Curtis here for some kind of a, this is like a question I would ask.
Yeah, I mean, better than, what does that mean? I mean, I would say today he is more talented overall than Tom Brady. Like, he's got more things he can do, but that's not, the game isn't about, you know, how fast you run or how far you can throw. It's about how you can do it when everybody's expecting you to.
What did you think of Brady's Zoom call to Drake last week with Gronk?
Just stop it. Cut the umbilical cord, guys. Like, just separate it.
Now they're trying to get back. They're trying to get back into the, like, what do you call that?
Good graces?
Not good graces. I'll think of it. 15,
you look
10.
At zeitgeist.
Let's go to Jay in North Carolina. Hi, Jay. Sorry to hang up on you. How are you?
Not a problem. Hey, listen, the formula we're looking for being a physics minor is rate times time equals distance. That's the one you were looking for.
No. It's momentum. There was a...
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Two things are multiplied.
As far as Drake...
P equals MD?
As far as Drake
equals MD.
Being a Tom Thank Brady... You.
Mass
Don't forget, Tom Brady could
velocity.
Read a could read a defense. Fast.
Right.
But
yes.
I want to talk about Myles Garrett. He's good. I know he's good, but he's not that good. And five sacks puts Drake May's football career in jeopardy. And I mean, if they think they're going to the playoffs, you better correct that problem because that's an indictment against the offensive line of the Patriots. Do you agree with me on that or not?
No.
Well,
no,
actually, I do. Jay, you're right. Five sacks for Myles Garrett, no matter how good he is, that's not.
You dominated the Browns up and down the field. Myles Garrett is a great player.
How many times has Drake been sacked this year?
78.
28. Boston football.
But what is the momentum?
Momentum is P over V. Is that right? P over V?
That sounds like something Wiggy says.
No, come on. I mean, as good as the rookies have been on the left side, they have some concerns there. Or protection plus Drake. You heard Vrabel in that clip you wanted to play. They're worried about him getting hit. That should be a concern.
No, they're worried about him taking unnecessary hits after he already has a first down and getting greedy when running the ball.
Well, that's true, too.
But that's different.
But he's also taken a lot of hits in the pocket.
Okay.
He's banged his head.
Do you remember the amount of times that Mac Jones would be back there? There was a guy, Gregory, on the Cowboys who came off the edge. Like, I was shocked Drake May's head was still on his body. There are not blindside shots on Drake May.
There haven't been like a Terrell Suggs-esque shot yet this year, but he has.
The toughest hit he had was probably in the preseason against the Vikings.
Yeah, you're right. But that could happen again easily. So it's just he lives on the edge, and it's a concern. It's not all the offensive line's fault. Some of this is Drake. His decision-making is coaching, I guess. That's what they're trying to be safe about. I think they're on a good track, but they need some protection there. They need a backup quarterback. They need a better backup quarterback.
It doesn't matter if they have a backup quarterback. If the, if Drake May gets injured, they're not doing anything.
I don't know about that. If they had Flacco, you're right. If they had Flacco, you could see them winning a few games here and there until Drake gets healthy. Gets you through to the playoffs until he comes back.
I just feel like discussing that is not a waste of time. It's just I none of the things that are ahead of them are still ahead of them if they lose Drake May for a considerable amount of time.
Okay. It's the Kenny Curtis Show. We started talking about 0-1 feels. And have progressed to receiver depth trade deadline coming up this week.
Do you think this team could be like 0-1?
I do not, but I think they could make a run to like the AFC title game.
Don't you feel like there's also a renaissance of the fan? Like obviously the huge, you know, the 90s, the Patriots came back with Parcells arriving. And then, you know, you had the Super Bowl run in 96 and, you know, the steady decline of the Pete Carroll years. Then you had the brutal 5-11 season for Belichick. The 2001 was like, wow, we're here. You know, this season it feels like the Pats fan that had sort of, even players were talking about the game last week was the best the home crowd's been in years. Like people are fully invested again. And the Raiders are climbing.
And Vrabel is legit good, right? You could see him out coaching McDermott in a playoff game. Absolutely.
I never even worry about a sec. Like,
right.
I just thought, I know it's small and whatever, but the challenge at the conclusion of the Saints game, right before the 2-minute warning, to get the guy down inbounds so that they didn't have to run another play was just an attention to detail that has been gone for years.
Right. They feel in control. They're gonna play above their talent level because of the design and the scheme and everything they've got going on. So they have a shot. I'm not predicting it. An 0-1 was different, I guess, because it felt more like magical, like lightning in a bottle run. This is not like that. This feels more sustainable and in a different way. I don't quite know how to describe it. You help me describe it.
I will.
Do that next after Tom Trends.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Celtics handed the 76ers their first loss of their season last night in a thrilling 109-108 victory in which the Celtics scored 1 point in the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds of that game. They take on the Houston Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock. The Bruins are looking to win 2 in a row as they take on the Hurricanes today. Puck drop is at 1, still waiting to see who is in between the pipes for your Boston Bruins. The Patriots are set for their Week 9 matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. Ramondre Stevenson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Falcons with a toe injury, and Boston College looks to end their 7-game losing streak today. They take on the 5-2 Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock right here on WEEI. And the best two words in all of sports, Game 7. The Dodgers managed to extend the series last night against the Blue Jays with a 3-1 win, forcing a Game 7 tonight in Toronto. You'll be able to listen to that game right here on WEEI. Coverage starts at 7, directly following the Boston College football game. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different.
Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What was your big takeaway from the Celtics win last night, Curtis? I know you broke that one down.
They held on. That's held a game on. They lose. Most years they lose. That was a good win.
Why not? Choking it away almost, though. Two missed free throws.
They're just...
You would have drained those. Three-pointers were not your specialty.
No.
We did that
check. Charity stripe. That's
but
right.
Free throw, it. Man. You yeah. Give them money.
You get a tax break.
You back on Missoula, though?
No.
Think he's still going to blow it? This is a weird team. Weird Celtics team. You have no idea what they are.
It's tough because you see what greatness actually looks like, and this is not a great team. They're fine. I watched it. I mean, Amazon figured it out. Watched it both Fridays. I enjoy, the product. I've been watching it a lot of it. But I
got to hear more Van Gundy, Hugo Gonzalez praise last night, if you caught that after your trick-or-treating.
The Van Gundys, man, they're everywhere.
They are eternal. Patriots, by the way, was just looking up their Super Bowl odds. I think this is right, 25-1 currently.
Oh, what was there? Have we seen the over-under?
I don't think we got the over-under from 01. You wanted that. Still working on that back behind the glass. So Chiefs are the favorites. Lions, Packers are 2-3. Bills, still the fourth favorite. And then the Eagles. Patriots way back. But... within striking distance at this point, if they did make a run to the Super Bowl, it wouldn't shock anybody. They'd definitely have a path.
The Patriots, it would be more shocking if they missed the playoffs than it would be if they made the Super Bowl.
I totally agree. It's almost becoming normal. It's normal that they're good again, which is, 5 years gone. The feeling is back. Now, before we continue, though, Mary Beth and Wellesley is not happy with your demeanor this morning. Would you like to talk to
them? I love old school pizza.
Okay, Mary Beth.
I've never been there, so.
Oh.
So, Curtis, I have to first start by saying that I used to listen to the morning show every day and always enjoyed it. But I don't listen anymore, and the reason why the radio is even on is because my husband does listen, and he does still enjoy it. But you're mean, Curtis. I don't know how else to say it. Why do you have to be so mean to people just because you disagree with them or you think that they're dumb or you think that their take is dumb? It's a talk show, and not everyone who calls in is going to maybe necessarily, well, first of all, they're not going to agree with you, but maybe they're not going to be what you would consider to be as smart as you or as well-versed as you. But you don't have to just cut people off mid-sentence, hang up on them, and be mean. It's not, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a woman, but I mean...
So, Mary Beth, if I may jump in for a second. So, what I always do, I grew up listening to this radio station. I have listened to sports radio my entire life. And I can't tell you the amount of times I'd be seated in my car, and there would be someone going on and on and on and on. And I only have 15 minutes in my commute. And so, I'm listening to the person who I'm not tuning in to hear wax poetic about something they know nothing about. And I'm just screaming in my head, get this guy off the air. Because my job, I think, is to entertain as many people as possible. And if I find someone that is calling in after a prolonged period of time making absolutely no sense, absent me jumping in, the show is impacted negatively by it. So that is what it's not about being smart or dumb or kind or mean or anything. It's that we have a very, 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 very small attention span as a society. People can instantly put on one of 500 things at the touch of a finger. And my goal
is
to keep as
many... I was a school teacher for a long time. I get the attention span thing.
Well,
I get it.
Well,
and I also understand that there are people that do go on and on. But all I'm saying is that sometimes you are very quick, and you are rather mean in the way that you do it. So I think there's a way to do it. I think if that's not your intent, it certainly, to me at least, comes across that way, that it is your intent to be mean. So I've just been stewing about this for a long time. I've said my piece. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Go Pats.
All right, thank you, Mary Beth.
I always have a tough time with school teachers, tell you that.
Yeah, she softened you up.
Big time. Yeah, it's just not personal. It's just boring. People going on. Like, Buzz the Pilot would have gone on for 15 minutes talking about throwing it to a place.
Now, how are you and Cordy? People were concerned about some of your battles lately, and you and Shime. You guys sort of, you're okay? Everybody's fine?
I mean, I don't know. You got to ask them. I'm good.
She is a pregnant lady, so you got to be a little delicate.
I don't understand the, like, we all agree, right, that if Jonathan Kraft were on the sideline with colored pencils, he'd be a punchline, correct?
I think everybody agreed with that, yeah.
Okay, so then what are we talking about? How is it sexist?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I didn't say
no, I'm
sexist.
Asking you.
Did she call you sexist?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Didn't hear that verbatim, but that was one of the stories of the week. I actually think somehow the lady, though, the Colts owner, what's her name?
I don't know. Ursay.
It is phony, but it's kind of charming, and I don't know whether that's like sexist. If it was a man, I wouldn't find that, but for her, I kind of find it charming that she's trying and she's rolling the sleeves up and trying to be the undercover boss sort of thing. Like, it's working on me.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney said in a male-dominated field, she's trying to break in. No, yeah. She's been handed the team.
Right.
So she doesn't need to break in. She owns the team. It's not like a Cub reporter who is a female walking into a room with 100 men. In that case, I mean, and I said, God love her, do whatever you need. But if this is Jonathan Kraft on the sideline on the headset, it would be all anybody talked about. Shaughnessy would be mocking it religiously.
Speaking of that, how do you like the manner in which the Krafts are currently handling the organization? They just sit up there and watch. I mean, they get invested. Last year, you could tell they were out on Mayo. Remember that shot of Jonathan swatting at the camera?
Of course.
Like, so you know.
We mock the size of the owner's chair. Like, of course we would mock a guy who just took over the team because his father passed away for taking notes on the sideline. Like, what are we even talking about? It has nothing to do with whether she's smart or dumb or great or dumb, whatever. Like, it's just, I'm sorry. I know it's like, you know, people are afraid to say anything these days. That's what my honest reaction was if this That's were fine. Anybody else, it would be a joke.
Okay, now you have somebody who wants to defend you from the snarl of Mary Beth. Well, it's not a snarl, but her critique. Let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Curtis, I love you. I think you're great. People just don't like to hear the truth. If she doesn't want to listen, just don't listen.
Right. Yep, I agree. I mean, Thank you, Steve. It's no intent. You know, I am just, this is how I was made. You can't send me back yet.
Well, you know, you've gone to therapy. You could change. You know, everybody can change. Not that I'm asking you to. I'm just saying.
I have no desire to change. I'm happy. I'm thrilled. I love talking to people about this. And the thing that I just don't understand is how someone can be intelligent. Like, I'm sure Buzz is a smart guy. He's a pilot.
Buzz the pilot.
You have to do a lot of things to be good at a pilot. I look in that room and I just pee my pants. I couldn't fly a plane if you paid me.
Yeah, but they're kind of autopilot. Somebody was saying that this week.
I would never. Seems rude. But the fact is that being a great deep ball passer is a unique skill set.
Passes in the air.
Like, if it was all about the receiver, then the receiver would make more than the quarterback. If it was all about the receiver, we would not sit back and praise it. Like, it's one of the more amazing things you watch is how the pass that Drake made, it wasn't a deep in terms of a high arcing pass, but that third and three against the Dolphins in the third quarter where Ramondre Stevenson is running full speed ahead and the ball hits his hands. It's far more difficult to get the ball to the hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still a good catch. It's not an easy catch.
Right.
But the act of getting the ball to that place in the exact moment the running back is supposed to be at the spot of the field is insanely difficult to do.
Speaking of Ramondre, out tomorrow. The package on display, Chris Shimes guy, does he rise to the occasion? And do you think last week was a bit of a breakout, or do you think that's overrated? Like, he had a couple nice runs.
I think that the biggest concern as it pertains to the absence of Ramondre Stevenson is in the protection for Drake May. And they didn't do a good enough job with it against the Browns. So that would be what I would do. And it's weird because I go back to the...
So you think, to paraphrase, you think he's going to get Drake killed this week, or could?
But I remember vividly watching all the draft stuff, and you had McShay and Kuiper, and they're all showing these highlight after highlight of Henderson, the package, picking up blindside blocks for his quarterback at Ohio State. They said, this is what they love about him.
Right.
And with the Patriots, it's been the one thing he's unable to do.
But my experience covering the NFL for over a decade was that that is a skill that is very hard to do as a rookie. There's something about the rookie to second-year jump for pass pro that is tough for these guys. It's just faster. It's a different ball game.
I guess. I mean, it seems like it would just be muscle memory. Like, you just slide over and block the guy that's free blitzing.
It's just like every pass rusher is quicker, faster, has better moves, and you're just not ready. There's something about that skill that needs developed in the year, in the first year.
I guess. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but I guess you may be right.
Another Curtis defender, David. Dear. David, coming to your defense. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Curtis, I'm 61. I come from a generation where you say things, you say what you mean, you're straightforward, you're honest with people, and you respect it. You, unfortunately, are caught up in the emotions of the world today, and a school teacher who's been teaching her kids that emotions or what everything is the perfect person to say that she was feelings were hurt in your discussion. Not facts that they should be talking about. It's all about emotions, and I want to tell you, don't ever back down. Stand your ground.
Thanks, David. I love you. I will say this, too. It's not how you're saying it. It's what you're saying. And there have been a lot of people that have been really, really, really angry about mean words about Bill Belichick.
Yeah, 508 texter. Leave Bill alone, you meanie.
Right. I think that's actually an offensive one.
I think it is.
You can't handle the truth.
Right? You know, it's just, and I always explain this. Greg Hill is a brilliant guy. I'm not being facetious. Nobody knows this industry is more successful.
Why did you use air quotes when you said that?
Because I think we're on Twitch. Craig's exasperation with Wiggy doing all this performative stuff as Trump.
That didn't go well. Greg has now turned on Trump after Friday's episode.
He's a big Kucinich guy. So when it comes to now I lost my train of thought. Oh, what the hell were we just talking about?
I don't know. David was defending you. Performative. You're a meanie. Bill.
Oh, the Bill stuff. So people are unhappy because I have said how I feel about Bill Belichick, and now that it's not about Peyton Manning or about a New York team, when that ire is brought to bear on someone that person still likes, then it's felt differently. It feels like a personal attack because the person you're attacking is someone they love. Does that make sense?
Yeah, in some cases that's true, yeah.
So, like, if you love Bill Belichick and I tell you Bill Belichick's an a-hole, you're going to feel attacked by that. Mm-hmm. But if I say that Peyton Manning's an a-hole and you also hate Peyton Manning, then there's nothing to do with tonality.
Right.
So it's just, I mean, it's a difficult process. We thought Bill Belichick was something. Oh, that was it. Greg Hill, Traitor Tom, had T-shirts. Had an entire event based around Tom Brady.
Does he have any of those left? That would be a collector's item. Tommy Traitor T-shirts?
No, the thing is that everybody that was there will never say they were because Tom won, and it's like, oh, I can't say that.
I would wear that proudly still.
Right. I mean, it's just, it is amazing to me where we are and that there's been this much evidence against the guy and people are still so defensive of him. It's wild.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can say, as I have, that he just fell off a cliff. He lost it. Doesn't mean he wasn't great for 20 years or however long until he lost it. But they did fall off the cliff. Now, a lot of these graphics have been popping up about the roster composition. I saw NBC Sports Boston did this. 10 players on the roster currently from the last 4 draft classes. Can you believe that? 4 drafts.
I saw that. It's
10 players left.
It really, like, if Mike Vrabel doesn't win Coach of the Year without another vote from anybody else, it would be an absolute abomination.
Now, some of that is Vrabel's doing because either guys he didn't think were a fit in his scheme or guys he wanted out of here for a reason.
I got to tell you, they miss him.
Yeah, well, they don't seem to miss many of them. But Joe Milton, Jabril Peppers, David Andrews, Juwan Bentley, Dietrich Wise, Kyle Duggar, Keon White, like he's some of these were captains.
Right.
He has moved on. And I think Drake the only guy left? Maybe one of the linemen, Caden Wallace.
But even think about a guy like David Andrews.
Right.
Who was the leader, right? First one at the dais after the games. Always. I mean, you haven't even thought about him.
Nope. Haven't missed them. And this current draft class, the one we're coming off, I think it's pretty good. I don't know how you feel. Now, Kyle Williams, not great so far.
No.
But obviously the first pick, Will Campbell, yes. Travion Henderson has some potential. Jared Wilson, who's been starting, yes. Craig Woodson, the safety, has been getting a lot of minutes. Borgalis, the kicker. They have a solid class here.
They have a solid crass.
And I think he's going to be tempted because of this to keep a lot of his picks for next year. Don't you think Vrabel is hesitant at his core to go crazy?
I don't think Vrabel at his core is into draft picks at all.
No, I think he is.
What are you talking about?
He's into rebuilding, and he's long-term, and he's dropped that in a couple times. We want this to be sustainable.
That is owner speak.
If you're a fan that wants them to go crazy at the deadline, your best hope is Robert Kraft, not Mike Vrabel. Vrabel's instinct is to build something for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. He doesn't care about this year. He really doesn't. They are house money now.
I don't think you could be more wrong. I feel like you have Mike Vrabel, who understands how difficult it is to get to this point in the season and be where they are.
Yeah, but he also knows what it takes to win, and I don't think he really truly believes
so
they're there
yet. Do you think if you ask Vrabel, you're playing the Bills in the playoffs, he thinks he has no chance to win that game?
He thinks he can beat the Bills, but the Chiefs,
okay,
different story.
But the Chiefs, that's one team.
Well, that's a big team.
If you get to a conference championship, what do you mean? Of course you go for it.
What if you
build now, right? This could all happen, right? You don't trade anybody. You get to the offseason, you make it to the playoffs, you lose, but it's not the blowout of Mac Jones. It's 24-17, you're competitive in the first round of the playoffs, and you lose.
Great. Good season. Very good season.
You make some max additions, and then in week three next year, Drake May goes down for the year.
Well, now you're talking about a calamity.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is that so.
Well, Brady never got hurt except one year.
You have this opportunity. Drake May has all the talent in the world, more than Tom. He will not be as durable as Tom Brady. That's, you know, rare. I mean, outside of Brett Favre, there hasn't been. But what we're talking about is being where you are. You're going to win tomorrow, I believe. You're 7-2. You have 3 games left against the Jets and the Dolphins. That's 10 wins right there. Why wouldn't you go all in?
I just think
you never get a second chance
to make a first impression.
And this is it.
He's already made a good impression.
Of course.
He's already won the fans over. They're back next year. They're buying season tickets.
But Mac did what this team did thus far. Mac won 6 straight games in 2020.
Yeah, but we overvalued Mac a little bit. I mean, I'm guilty of that. He was a pocket passer who just didn't have what Drake does.
But don't you think if Belichick had done more to do what the Dolphins did for Tua, that Mac would have been successful here longer?
Yeah, that's true.
So in hindsight, if they had done what I'm asking them to do now with Drake, Mac would have had a longer runway.
But you got to admit, even Josh Allen, who plays a little reckless, has not missed significant time to the point. Like, you can't say that. You can't say most quarterbacks, with the way they protect QBs in the league now, are going to be healthy most of their career. 10, 15 years. Drake is going to be healthy for 10 to 15 years. He's going to be good for 10 to 15 years. So it's very hard to convince Vrabel now to mortgage future potentially and picks, which are valuable because they have so many holes to fill because of this stat. 10 players left from the last 4 draft classes. They can't give them up that easily.
But
I'm
not telling them to trade their firsts and all this stuff. But what I'm saying is make a conditional trade.
Well, yeah, that's different. They'll make some depth picks.
But so let's say this. You trade a second-round pick to the Bengals for Hendrickson.
That's steep.
And it's conditional that he has to...
He has to sign?
No. That he gets X number of starts and the team gets to the... Like a Marshawn-type trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Where if you get to the conference championship, it's a second rounder. If you miss the playoffs, it's a third rounder. Something like that.
I don't think he'll do that.
I would. I mean, I don't see why not.
I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I don't think Vrabel will. Tell us what you think. 617-779-7937. Ken and Curtis Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, Vrabel, very tight-lipped on the trade deadline discussion this week. Tough to get a read on him generally. He's trying to keep the team grounded. I guess he could still make a deal between now and Tuesday, and you would just say, well, he was playing it close to the vest, so it's hard to take anything one way or the other. My hunch is he's going to be hesitant to do so. As a texter points out, Vrabel has consistently said he believes the draft is the way to build a sustainable, competitive team in the long run, blah, blah, blah. So, you're right. People will retrospectively be upset if he doesn't make a move when they lose to the Bills in the playoffs or something like that. But this week they'll be fine because the team's 6-2 and they're ahead of expectations, yeah, no matter what they do.
And I understand if you're saying Hendrickson's a rental, you're going to give up a second round pick for a guy that's putting a lot of pressure on this year. Okay, that's that. I can understand that. But there are guys out there, there are players on bad teams that can massively improve your team. Without the free agent additions that Vrabel's staff brought in, specifically on defense with Milton Williams and Harold Landry, they aren't near where they are right now.
Yeah. Nope. He's done a good job.
So how do you build? I mean, the draft, you got Will Campbell, which is, you know, had a rough week last week. It's, you got almost nothing from your second round pick. Right?
Travion?
Yeah.
Well,
at this stage.
They need him tomorrow.
Right. But I'm saying, like, you know, running backs are a dime a dozen.
I like Bijan. I like Saquon.
Okay. How much did Saquon
like
win
Jonathan Taylor
when he wasn't on the most talented team in the NFL?
Colts are 7-1 thanks to their running back.
I would bet anything the Colts won the Super Bowl. But I do think the ownership is in good hands.
Now, been texting a little bit with our man Danny from Quincy this week. He is so connected to the island of Jamaica. Horrible devastation.
Oh, yeah.
I actually was
thinking of Danny, too. I saw something that was awful, terrifying.
Danny, hope your people and places down there are okay, but obviously a tough week for you.
Rough, man. Very rough. I haven't been able to get in touch with anybody. I was with people on the phone like the very night before, and it was the waiting was just but the Jamaican people are so happy-go-lucky. They've been through it before. And I think one person told me the roof was about to go, you know. So anyway, they have nowhere to go. They're trapped on an island, you know. So
yeah,
200. Some of those pitches in the calendar, like the one – this month, that Seagrape property, that's changed a lot, I think. Got some pitches back from that. It's like the place is pretty much damaged, you know. So, and a couple of St. Elizabeth, the parish of St. Elizabeth, that provides all the fruits and vegetables for Jamaica, 70%, that got just flattened. 200-mile-an-hour winds, gust to 250. So, anyway, thoughts and prayers for them.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to try to keep my head... trying to get in touch with those people. Kyle's flying tomorrow.
Caribbean Carl, my guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's asking for you, Ken. He likes you. I know.
What's wrong with him?
He's flying tomorrow. Yeah. He's flying tomorrow to Kingston, and then he has to drive over to Montego Bay, which is about a 3 or 4 hour drive, you know, so if the roads are passable. But he's got a big house down there, big villa that he's got to take care of, and his girlfriend and her mother were there, so they were just, I don't even think he's heard from her yet. So, jeez. Anyway...
Well, good luck.
Appreciate the thoughts, though.
I know you're distracted. Have you been following sports at all during this time?
Oh, yeah. I think the biggest transformation in the offense since week one, and this comes from the head coach, Mike Vrabel, is that he prefers his quarterback to be under center, coming off play action, running play action under center, and I think establishing the run, trying to get that running game going early in the game, as opposed to the first week, I think there were 85% of the snaps were in shotgun. And I think that has been the biggest change. Now, he's given the edict, the code red, to Josh McDaniels, and Josh McDaniels, he draws up the play. So I got to give him credit for the design of the plays. But coming, you know, play action, roll out, play action, misdirection, leaking tight ends. I mean, that all, and running the football, that all sets up. And when you're under center, you're not handing the ball off 5 yards deep. Like, for instance, last week, their first drive, they went right down. They had a first and goal. And I think from inside the five or whatever. And
yep.
they gun-runned it, and they lost 4 yards. It blew up the whole drive. And the second drive, it was a third and one, and they went in shotgun. They lost a yard. So those two drives got blown up by that stupid gun run. I can't stand it, handing the ball off 5 yards. Anyway,
well, they have to know. You're right. They got to prove they can run between the tackles, and their red zone has a long way to go. So and obviously slow starts the game. So they are not perfect.
Yeah.
Far from it.
Yeah, but they're pretty damn good compared to what you thought, right, Danny? I mean,
Oh God! Hey, listen. Curtis, I had him 5-7 wins, and obviously that's by the wayside right now. I mean, I'm excited about the team, and that 0-1 season, I think the whole season started when they played the Rams in the regular season. Even though they lost, I think right then and there I don't think there's a person in New England who didn't think they were going to meet the Rams in the Super Bowl. Well, we thought about it.
Right.
And they never lost another game after that. So it was a little different. This year, they came out of the chute after the first week. And then the 5-turnover game, they still could have beaten the Steelers. They could be they may be undefeated right at this stage.
Well, could you make the argument, Danny, and I said that earlier about I agree 100% that Sunday night loss was the last legitimate moral victory in the region. The Patriots this year, though, you could say they won that game, right? I mean, the Bills Sunday night game was a game that was what that legitimized the team. Are they?
Yes.
You know, and I feel like that win was really what we're all going. I know it was earlier in the year, but they won that big test in prime time against a team everybody thought they'd lose to.
Yeah, it changed the whole tempo. No question about it. So I don't know.
All right, Danny. Well, good luck with everything. All right,
good luck, buddy.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the time.
All right,
appreciate it.
Danny and Quincy checking in. By the way, next Bills game, Greg is cooking up a watch party for that Sunday. That'll be a big one. Mid-December, rematch,
oof.
Gillette. We got to get something special going for that.
So there was a big thing where the Patriots were like screwed by Goodell and the scheduling. It felt like every team they played once, I don't remember the year, was coming off a bye. So the big first one of those is a week from today, tomorrow.
Bucks
are on a bye this week. Patriots heading there. And then
you get Jets on a short week.
On Thursday night football. So
quick turnaround. But
we'll see.
Jets. Little joke from a 508 texture before we're out of here.
Yeah.
Did Ramondre drop the ball in his toe?
Oh, God. Now that is not the school teacher in Wellesley is not going to like that.
Nice
that
job,
was
508 texture. What's your prediction? Sure to go wrong. Pats, Falcons.
28-17 Patriots.
Woo. Blowing them out.
Yeah.
I think it's a tight one. I think they scrape one out by like a point. Borregalis field goal to win it. Somehow Penix comes out hot. They take the lead. Pats have to crawl back, and they win late on a field goal.
And I understand, Wiggy, if I was on the team in the Super Bowl 36, I would say it was the best Super Bowl the Patriots won.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't put it ahead of Super Bowl 51. Like in any,
I still haven't seen it, so I'm not.
It's just an amazing. You know what makes it so remarkable is that, like, it's just a quick, not too mm-hmm. political, but Trump and the Patriots have a lot of things in common where, like, the people that hate Trump did everything to get him reelected. And the Falcons game, as much as Brady won it and the Edelman catch and the strip sack by Dante Hightower, all of that, spectacular. If not for historic ineptitude on the hands at the feet of Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan.
Ugh.
Like
mismanagement.
There was an onside kick. The Falcons got the ball on the 40-yard line. They got 9 yards on the first down. Then they pass the ball. Then they get sacked and they punt. Like, the amount of decisions that were just horrific tonight.
Those fans have to live with it forever. I got Dodgers tonight, sorry to say. Shohei, tough to go in Shohei tonight.
Walk off. Who on the Blue Jays would be your pick to click? Walk
Springer.
Off. Springer.
Yeah. If you're going to get a Springer dinger.
Springer dinger. Wins it walk off fashion.
I like
the Blue
that.
Jays.
Or Bo Bichette.
I'm a Dante.
Future Red Sox Bo Bichette. Sure, Dan Ball will be breaking that down. Good sports day. Bruins, Canes, Celtics, Rockets, Game 7, BC, Notre Dame this afternoon. And then
go Eagles.
Falcons tomorrow. Tom, great job producing.
Thank you, Tom.
He says 6.5 was the over-under going into 0-1 for that Pats team.
So two games better this year.
Two games better this year. So this team was more highly thought of than that team was.
Right. Even though that team, Wiggy said, would have won without Brady.
Enjoy your post Halloween.
Yeah. By the way, if I were president, Halloween parties end the 31st. Can we please? Wyclef said we're gone to November. Let's do it that way.
Talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.